The Regional and Local Authorities Program is proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung in Namibia.
Very, very good afternoon. We are many minutes into our time because I apologize for my lateness. I was really caught up into something that I couldn't escape from until 3 o'clock, and by the time I drove here, it was like 20 minutes into the program. So, after 3 o'clock, but let me welcome all of us and, let us have our conversation about, preparedness for the local, regional and local authorities, elections in Namibia slated for the end of the year. And so far we have tried to understand the basics and the basis, which is the legal basis on why regional elections, and in the coming episode, if we have another chance, we will look at the local authorities. So we look at the regional councils and we look at the local authorities. And these are very important, crucial elections, because these are the eyes of the people to the government, and these are the eyes of the government to the people. People who are in close proximity with the people. And for that reason, the nation that cannot reach to parliament, the nation that cannot reach to service providers such as NamWater or things like that, or electricity board or something, usually they go through their local authorities, their municipalities or town councils, and when they need to reach out to various ministries and so on, they go through the councillors. And for that reason, these are very important elections, because we have to pick people who can really understand what the people should be. So the last time we spoke about election of the members of the National Council, how do we elect members of the National Council? And today I would like us to pick up from the powers and the duties and functions and rights and obligations of the regional councils. What is the regional council? We have understood regional council is the council of the people, so elected to is the council of people, so elected to represent the government in a region, because our government has divided, the state has divided itself into regions by the Boundaries and Delimitation Commission. And these regions are not autonomous, as we have said. They are nothing but extension of the central government activities to the people. But obviously, the people must be elected. And therefore, it is still the people who are governing. It is not just the president or the executive or the National Assembly pointing people that you must represent us there in this constituency and so on. So all the councils are elected separately, and unfortunately they do not work independently. They work hand in hand with the government. And for that reason, I would like us now to pick up from our regional councils act number 22 of 1992, so that we can then speak about the powers and the duties and the functions and the rights and obligations of the regional councils. We speak about that last time, and I just hope that our people understand. That's the point. The point is whether we understand the words, the key words. All the words are important, but the key words, and thereafter, this is just a kind of a revision, and we will pick up on the next part, because this is part 6, which is in section 28. It's a long one, but we have also section 29, which talks about the delegation of powers by the president to the regional councils, and by the regional councils to the management committee or the chief regional officers or other staff members, and also the agreement between the regional councils or regional councils and the government of the Republic of Namibia or local authorities council in relation to exercise or perform the powers and duties and functions of regional councils, government or local authorities. So all these things are in one part. So
Matukira ko ShopRite's Big Low Price Carnival. Ohobide o shinji mini magashi. Okay, jimo jwa nuntano yintimbo yonjwa yo real good. Khiyari no hoyi no send omina go hoyi no hoyi. Ninge o harma materiali no mira nuntano. Zombuta yo rama original. Kolongo no hoyi no send omina go hoyi no hoyi. Veriko si kolongo na akita tugame nuvo. Ino piti nilwa poko Big Low Price Carnival. Oko, ShopRite akuke. Ora kena nena wa. Oto vro kusindana kamwe komu utembo materiali. No mirongo mbali. Landa shikini maitazo taikusa onbinga. No kusinda na mo ShopRite Big Low Price Carnival. Itiga sano tari hurumu gaheta tuga yuni. Ombago na mauso. O zina okurandurwa.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Oulum nangeshefa no wahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station awayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahitatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahitatu natu, bari o hetatu atatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, so this is part 6, as I've said. It has three main sections, 28, which deals with the specific powers and the duties and the functions and the rights and the obligations of the regional council. And this, for me, is the crux of the matter. Because it defines the scope of the work that is to be carried out by the regional councils. So it says, in addition to the powers conferred upon on a regional council by Article 108 of the Namibian Constitution or any other provision of this Act, regional council have the power to undertake with due regard to the powers and duties and functions of the National Planning Commission. We have spoken about this, referred to in Article 129. We went to that article last time, because last time we spoke so much of the basis of this law. The base of this law is the Constitution, which is to say all these things are by the Namibian Constitution. So, Article 129 of the Namibian Constitution, any other law related to planning of the development of the region, for which it has been established with a view to 1, the physical, the social, the economic characteristic of the region, in so far as neighboring regions has or is likely to have an effect on the physical development of that region, the physical, social, economic characteristic of any such neighboring region. And then you have the distribution, the increase of movement and urbanization and population in such region. We spoke about this. Natural and other resource and economic development potential of such region, and the existing and the planned infrastructure such as water, electricity, communication, networks, and transport system in such region, the general land utilization pattern, and the sensitivity of the natural environment, and to exercise in connection with its region such powers, and to perform the duties and functions connected with such powers as may be delegated by the president to the regional council in terms of section 29, subject to the provision of part 7, to establish, manage and control settlement areas, to make recommendation to the minister in relation to exercise, to the exercise, in relation to a local authority situated in its region, of any power conferred upon the minister under the Local Authorities Act 1992 or any other law, to advise the president or any minister on any matter related to regional council by the president or such a minister. So we must understand, colleagues, that the main point is the National Planning Commission in the Namibian in the Namibian Constitution. Okay, that is Article 129 of the Namibian Constitution, which deals with the National Planning Commission. The National Planning Commission exists for what reason? We know. Okay? Because it talks about the Central Bank and the National Planning Commission. But in Article 129 it says, there shall be established in the presidency a National Planning Commission whose task shall be to plan the priorities and direction of the national development. And there shall be a director general appointed by the president in terms of Article 32(3) hereof, who shall be head of the National Planning Commission and the principal advisor of the president in regard to matters pertaining to economic planning, who shall attend the cabinet meetings at the request of the president. And that one we know. And the powers and the functions and the personnel of the National Planning Commission shall be regulated by Act of Parliament. So this is now clear again that as a councillor so elected in your region, you have now an obligation to go to the Constitution and read Article 129. And then out of that article, there is a law governing the National Planning Commission. That law stipulates what is the basis, what is the work, what is the powers, what is the membership, what is the function and the personnel and all the nitty-gritties and the procedures related to operation of the National Planning Commission. The regional councillor must be able to understand this, must be able to read and understand this. That comes down to what type of a person do we need to lead the region. Is it just a loyal person, or it must be a person who really has a mind to read and to understand and to articulate the needs of the people? Because here we are hearing that this person must be able to do what? This person must be able to speak to the minister, if I get it, must understand the socioeconomic characteristic of the region, and must understand the movement and the urbanization of the population in the region, must understand the natural and other resources and economic development potential of that region. That person must understand, as far as the infrastructure, as far as water supply, electricity supply, communication network, transport system in such a region is concerned, this person must be there. And generally, land utilization pattern. General land utilization pattern and sensitivity of the natural environment. So after you have read what the National Planning Commission is all about and the functions, then you must now come down to the specifics for a region in which you are serving. Why are we in existence? And I am only seeing that some people think development in the region is when they uproot people. No, we are going to put up a town here, you move to another region. There is no such a development, my dear people. We must not take people out of their homes in order to develop. We can develop when people are still there. This is how our economy will grow, and that's how our social cohesion will work. When you come with your town and you remove people, and then when you remove people, you want to put up modern houses. Why are you not leaving people to live in those areas and help them to develop their fields, their land, even if they are in within the borders of the town of a particular local council? So there must be a proper utilization of the land. And when we talk of the land, many people have no idea that in Namibia, by way of constitution, there are some people who have no idea at all. And they still think they own land, whether it is a commercial land or it is communal land. There are people who think they own, exclusively they own things here. Listen very carefully. The land belongs to the Namibian people. Understand that. Understand that, because you just go to the constitution and understand, okay? And understand what does it mean in terms of the territory of Namibia. You go to the first article of the Namibian constitution. What does the first article of the Namibian constitution says? It says the following in the sub-article 4. Okay? First of all, understand the article 1. The Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a sovereign, that's now a country, secular, democratic, unitary state, founded upon the principles of democracy, the rule of law, and the justice for all. These are serious statements. Someone have to desire to define what sovereign means, what secular means, what democratic means, because democratic, please understand, it is repeated here. Democratic means is governed by the people. It is the people who own Namibia. Corporately, no single person in Namibia has the right to say, Namibia belongs to me, this property belongs to me, this land belongs to me, this village belongs to me, this council belongs to me. All the Namibian people corporately own this huge property called Namibia. That's what it means. Democratic. They are the people in charge. If they are in charge, it means they are the owners of this thing. It's unitary state. There is no what we call provinces or regions that are exclusively independent. We are not that. We are unitary state, unitary republic. Again, he repeats, are founded upon the principles of democracy. There on the first line, he spoke about secular democratic. And now here he talks about principles of democracy. And the principles of democracy we spoke, they will have a strong bearing on what the people want, because it has to do with the people, not with one single individual, not a single institution in Namibia. The rule of law and the justice for all people. All people. Justice for all people. Yeah. Nobody has got the right to prevent another person from doing what they think makes sense for them, for as long as they are not violating the rights of the others. But in sub-article 4, the national territory of Namibia, listen now, the national territory of Namibia shall consist of the whole of the territory recognized by the international community. international community. Why are we talking about international community? Why did we include the international community even in our constitution? These are serious statements. Through the organs of the United Nations, such as Namibia, including the enclave, the harbor, the port of Walvis Bay, as well as the offshore islands of Namibia and in its southern boundary, shall extend in the middle of the Orange River. So, dear colleagues and fellow listeners, Namibia is not a land owned by a single institution. It's a territory owned by the Namibian people. And we go to the marketplace and we come back.
Paturura aruhe ko Eagle FM kotundi onti hearia petiza mirongo nenantano ke he ongura yo mandaha opo u endere pamwe no programa erongo yo shimaliwa nankene una okugamena ombanga yo e okuza ko FNB. O programa yo FNB owe eterwa poko FNB Namibia.
Now, if this is the case, and you go back to the Regional Councils Act then, which talks about natural and resource and other resources, the utilization of land, sensitivity to the natural environment, I wanted just to pay attention to the land question. There is a strong confusion which Namibians need to sit and resolve. Because there are some traditional councils who think they own land in Namibia. They think this land is for this region, this land is for this councillor, of this council, whether it's a council or a councillor, him or herself. The land in Namibia, the territory in Namibia, my friends, belong to the people of Namibia. All the institutions that are established, they are just tasked not with ownership, but with responsibility, either to distribute or to take care or to be custodians or to help people in the process of acquiring, for instance, their land. The town councils do not own land. The cities, someone must come in air now and really point me to the contrary. The local authorities do not own land. Oh, Monica Venedu. Kamnedu, oh, Monica Mnedu. Edolo Shiwan. The land belongs to the people. It is not your land. It is the land of the people. Even if you are distributing it, you are selling it, you are what, you are doing it on behalf of the people. This is what it means. Okay? Edola muni. On which ground that muni become the owner of land? Municipality is the custodian of the land. And to keep and maintain the law and order is all. Because if we say municipality owns the land, it means we are contradicting the territory of Namibia and the state. Here we are talking about the people of Namibia. When we talk of the state, you are talking about the people of Namibia. Okay? We are talking about the people of Namibia. And here we hear, if you go to the preamble, which is another section of our constitution, it talks about the inherent dignity and equal and inalienable rights of all members of human family, especially it is when it comes to freedom, justice and peace. When it comes to the promotion, maintenance and the protect such rights in a democratic society, the government of the Republic of Namibia is responsible to freely elected representatives of the people. If you are representing the people, how come the land becomes yours? The land is not yours. The land belongs to the people. You are simply representing the people. Simple as that. Operating under the constitution, as well as the free and independent judiciary. And the one area we are missing in action in Namibia to enforce the fundamental human rights is the judiciary. And the challenge is really on them to make sure that institutions in Namibia are not abused to benefit just certain people. Whereas the rights have for so long been denied the people of Namibia by colonialism and racism, we, the people of Namibia, finally emerged victorious struggle against colonialism, racism, and apartheid. We adopt the constitution, which expresses for ourselves, our children, our resolve to cherish and protect the gains of our long struggle, desire to promote the dignity of individuals, unity, integrity of Namibian nation and association, the nations of the world, and to strive for national reconciliation, foster peace, unity and common loyalty to a single state. Committed to this principle, Namibia resolved to constitute the Republic of Namibia as a sovereign, secular, democratic, unitary state, securing to all our citizens justice, liberty, equality, and fraternity. So we, the people of Namibia, accept and adopt this constitution as a fundamental law and our sovereign and independent republic. So, whoever is elected in Namibia, whether it's the president, whether it's the national assembly, whether it is the regional councils, whether it's the local authority councils, you don't own things. You don't own people. You don't own the land. You don't own the resources. You are representing the people. And whoever wants to be elected must be a people's representative, really a people's representative. I know of the benefits that comes with these things. Everybody wants to be that. Everyone wants to be that. And we are pushing each other out so that we can really be the only ones to benefit. Yes, be careful. These things we may do now without paying due diligence and considering the future, things will be blown up into our faces with time. So we must always take care of our actions so that at the end of the day, we may not be mistaken. That is why you hear about these territories and so on. And then you go to Article 3, Chapter 3, Article 5. It is about the fundamental human rights, such as now respect for dignity, liberty, and the protection of life. No person shall be deprived of personal liberty except according to procedures established by law. And the law must not establish procedures that will go against the personal liberty of people. We do not want only people to have life, but we also want them to have liberty. And the concept of liberty, especially in Namibia, it is something of a new phenomenon. People don't understand this. You will find a person saying, oh, you can't do this. Liberty, my friends, is a serious matter. It's a serious matter. When it comes to associations, when it comes to thinking, when it comes to withdrawing from things, when it comes to participating in things, we are at liberty. Liberty, free speech, free movement, free conscience, free thinking, free actions, as long as they are not in conflict with the same liberty of other people. So, now, while this is not my point, I'm only saying that it has to do with the people. Huh? If you are a regional councillor, take note. Life of the people, liberty of the people, dignity of the people, Nobody must be enslaved for whatever. No discrimination on the ground for anything. All persons shall be equal before the law. No persons may be discriminated on the ground of sex, race, color, ethnic origin, religion, creed, or social and economic status. I'm hearing people here. No, these churches and so on, don't accept them in your villages, in your what? Friends, no discrimination. And if someone was hurt by the particular particular teaching or a particular action of a particular religious group, it is not for any person just to stand up and say, because this person said this is therefore wrong. The rule of law in Namibia, the rule of law. Everything must be based on the rule of law. The rule of law. No individual person is the rule of law here. The rule of law is written. Okay? Fair trial, detention. Please take note of these things when you are regional counselor, when you have privacy and family matters and so on. And you talk of political activities, for instance, political activities. Article 17, very, very important. All citizens have the right to participate in peaceful political activity intended to influence the composition of the government. All citizens shall have the right to form and join political parties. When you form and join, it means you can join and unjoin if you like. You join this party, you leave it and join another one. This is what democracy means. Some people think because you belong to this party, you cannot leave it. You have to leave it if you want. It's your liberty. It is your freedom. You are free. You are at the liberty to do so. These are the serious matters, serious key words in our constitution. We cannot run. Therefore, when it comes to the regional councils, political activities, this is the basis on which you should find who should be the councillor. Who should not be the councillor? All citizens, yeah. As long as they follow the law as are necessary in democratic society to participate in the conduct of public affairs, whether directly or through freely chosen representatives. It becomes again clearly, it is representatives, the word I wanted really to pick. Although I have made some bypass comments there. The point is that chosen representatives. Chosen representatives. So when it comes to regional councils and whatnot and so forth, you are simply representing the people. You are simply representing the people and you don't own anything. Please, you don't own anything. Now, listen here. I was now just in section 28. Subsection 1A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Roman numerals. It says the general land utilization pattern. There is a tendency, especially in the communal areas, for the chiefs, for the headmen, for the capatashes, for the village committees, to really save with impunity. Saving with impunity, not sensitive to the needs of the people. They are just there trying to be somewhat dictators. I warn that general land utilization must be done in connection with the communal land. When the communal land says the land belongs to the state, that is why if you go to the, if we were to take these things serious, the land in communal land is on lease for 99 years. We know that. We know. And so far, there is no village, there is no headman or headwoman or capatas or secretary or chief or king or queen who has 99 years of lease of a particular land is a district land, except for their own private use. There is nobody who is leasing a village here or leasing the whole district of a particular council. And therefore, you cannot say the land in this region belongs to this headman. No headman has the land. No headwoman has the land. The land belongs to the people. The land belongs to the people. And this thing, the regional council must take their responsibility over land utilization seriously, so that it must be saved in the interest of the people. In the interest of the people. Okay? So you continue on B is about exercise according to section 29, the powers delegated by the president, establish, manage, control settlement areas, recommend to the minister in relation to local authorities in the area, advise the president or the minister on any matter referred to regional council by the president or the minister to assist any local authority in exercise performance of its power duties and functions, and to make papers for the preparation as estimate for expenditure to the National Assembly in terms of Article 126 of the Namibia Constitution, recommendation to the Minister of Finance in so far as it relates to the matters concerning that region. So councillors must be able to understand the numbers, accounting, how to count and make sure they understand. Although they have staff members to do so, they must also themselves understand these things, because they should be owning the procedures here, not owning the land, but owning the procedures, must stand by them, must be accountable, must be responsible. And to establish from time to time committees related to advice in terms of its powers, and to hypothecate or let, sell or dispose immovable property, to borrow money from time to time and so on. Everything must be done in consultation with the minister, and even open banking's accounts and so on, accept with the approval of minister, obtain every case, subject such condition may be determined by him or her donation, receive money offered to it, and make decisions to pay all expenses in connection with establishment of administration, and to determine notice and government and all the fees and charges and what everything that they can charge, but all to exercise any power assigned to regional councils by the laws governing communal land, which vests in the government of the Republic of Namibia. Communal land vests where? In the government of the Republic of Namibia. Who governs Namibia? The people of Namibia. Through representatives. By virtue of provision of Schedule 5 of the Namibian Constitution, or any other power so assigned, or in terms of any other law. What does communal land says? The communal land law says, the laws governing communal land states that land vests in the government. Who is the government? Representatives. From where? Chosen freely by the people of Namibia. Period. Unless somebody must call in the program and tell us, contrary to what I'm saying, the issue, especially in the northern regions, my friends, where I come from, the utilization of communal land is under threat, very serious threat, and the government through its chosen representatives, the government of the people of the Republic of Namibia, through their chosen representatives, serving therefore as custodians of the affairs of these things, must make sure that there is no threat of poverty, especially when people have got no land, is when you are really going to create more chaos and more poverty. Now, Schedule 5 of the Constitution. What does it mean? You go almost down to the end of the Namibian Constitution, and then you go to schedule. You have many schedules. You have schedule 1, you have schedule 2, you have schedule 3. Schedule 1 has to do with the oath of affirmation of judges, oath of affirmation of the vice president, the prime minister, deputy, prime minister in the article, in schedule 2, part 1, part B. And schedule 3 has to do with the National Assembly, National Council, and then schedule 4, election of the members of the National Assembly, and then schedule 5, property vesting in the government of Namibia. Property vesting. Vesting means these things are vested in the property of, vested in the power of the government. All property, listen carefully, all property of which ownership or control immediately prior to the date of independence vested in the government of the territory of Southwest Africa or in any representative authority constituted in terms of representative authority proclamation of 1980, proclamation AG8 of 1980, or in the government of Rehoboth or in any other body, statutory or otherwise, constituted by or for the benefit of any such government or authority immediately prior to the date of independence, or which was held in trust on behalf for or on behalf of the government of the independent Namibia shall vest in or be under the control of the government of Namibia. I would like someone to stand here and say to the contrary, all property of which the ownership or the control immediately prior to the date of independence, vested in the government or apartheid government, if you like, or in any other representative authority constituted, there was a representative authority's proclamation 1980. You can visit that if you want. Proclamation AG8 of 1980. Anything that was under such a law, or anything in Rehoboth, even Rehoboth, please understand that, even Rehoboth, or in any other body. Why did they single out Rehoboth? There must be a reason there. And why did they single out any other region or any other traditional authority or any other thing? They only singled out Rehoboth here. What happened to other communities? Rehoboth consisted of the colored bastard community. What about others? What about others who are living also in their land, as it is our land? We were always living here. This is our land. This is the land of our ancestors. The point, my friends, the Constitution is speaking something else. And we have to align our activities to the Constitution of the Republic of Namibia. If we want to move forward as a nation, we must really move forward as a nation. Okay? Okay, so we must not ever think there is a property in Namibia which is not owned by Namibians. Even if you are a commercial farmer with your commercial farming, but you are in Namibia, then you are in trouble because this is a property of Namibia. You can live on it if you want, for as long as you want. You can pass it on others, but it remains a Namibian property. You cannot take it out, unfortunately. It is not something you can take out. But you can obviously make money out of it, but you cannot take it out. It is a Namibian property, and you must know you are administering this property on behalf of the Namibian people. Even if you are producing cattle or goats or sheep or crops or what have you, you are doing it on behalf of the Namibian people. It is a Namibian property, despite it is in your private name. Yeah, you can't do just anything that you want, especially if it is threatening the health of the people, is threatening peace of the people, threatening security of the people, threatening safety of the people of Namibia. You have no right whatsoever. Okay? You have no right whatsoever to do anything that you want, for as long as that whatever you are doing is agreeable to the law of the land. So, regional councils understand this. And this time around, we really want councillors who understand, and they must put a deterrence to the abuse of land utilization in the communal areas, especially in the northern regions, where people are just scrambling even for smallest piece of land, and people are already up in arms. No, this land, no. Let us make sure regional councils, through your line ministry, you have the constitutional basis, you have the legal basis to make sure there is fair, equal, and in terms of equity and non-discrimination when it comes to the land utilization. And in Namibia, by the way, there are some people who still think this country, we cannot allow a particular person to settle in this region or what have you. My dear friends, you must go and read chapter 3 of the Namibian Constitution, and read article 21, sub article 1, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H, which says, all persons shall have the right, these are all persons in Namibia, in G, to freely move freely throughout Namibia. You can move anywhere you want, and nobody must ask you, who are you? Why are you moving in our region? You were not born here. We don't have that. This is what the constitution is saying. Freely, to move freely throughout Namibia. Worse than that is not just to move. Movement may be something else. To reside and settle in any part of Namibia, unfortunately. To reside and settle in any part of Namibia. When we say any part of Namibia, we don't care if this settle is in something you call your village or you call it what. If you don't want people to settle in something that you own here, remove your things from Namibia, and then you let the Namibian people remain in Namibia and settle where they want to settle. It's not for you to say, they were not born here. We don't follow those things. This is a modern era, and we are moving in the direction, preparing for our people and for our young children to live in a tribeless, if you like, tribeless and a raceless society. Because they are going to intermarry, they are going to speak each other's languages and so on. So they can settle anywhere. And this is why we are saying, regional councils, you are the people who are on the ground. And make sure you enforce. You enforce what? You enforce this, the principles of the constitution as it is. So these are some of the things I just say. When you read these things, you must read it in consultation with other laws and also with the constitution of the Republic of Namibia, because everything stems from the constitution. So it talks about also entering into joint ventures to commercialize subject to regulations, any service rendered or any function or duty exercise. That's now section 28 and back to. And it talks about in the may generally do anything that is necessary or conducive to the exercise of its powers or the performance of its duties and functions in terms of this act. In addition to the powers referred to in subsection 1, regional council may be consulted in relation to the proposed legislation or submission made to the cabinet by any minister or any matter which may have effect on its region and may make recommendations in connection with such a matter, shall have the right to make submission on its own motion to cabinet or the minister in relation to administration of any provision of any law which confers or imposes any power, duty, function on the minister or any matter peculiar to its region. Anything purporting to have been done by the chairperson by order of the regional council, by virtue of any power vested in the regional council under this act or any other law shall be deemed to have been done by the regional council. So, regional councils, my friends, all those of you who are aspiring to become members of the regional council by being councillors, you can see the power that you have on behalf of the people. On behalf of the people. It's not always on behalf of the government. On behalf of the people. Not on behalf of the ruling group. The people who are in parliament, the people are in executive, the people are in judiciary, but on behalf of the masses who cannot reach the ruling. Yeah? Those who are in driving seat. When I say the ruling, please don't think I'm talking about the ruling part. I'm saying people who are ruling, people who are in charge of offices. This one is a minister here. This one is a governor here. This one is a director. Those are the ruling I'm talking about. They do not have necessarily to come from the ruling party anyway. The point I am making is that the regional councillors need to be as independent, in my view, as possible. And I would like to open the line and call for people to come in as to the type of people we need to work, who have the capacity to do these works. Because I see some people are just good singers, some are just good agitators, and this is the problem of African politics. A person who has got no knowledge about anything is always trying to sing louder and testing his or her luck, that if I make noise, I will be appointed as a minister, I will be appointed one day as a what. Now, what type of leaders we need in terms of abilities, in terms of skills, in terms of experiences, in terms of qualifications, if you like, whether educational or otherwise, what type of leaders we need in the local, in the regional setup, because they have a huge work to do. They have a huge work to do. And I have seen historically, we had some councillors who couldn't even write. A councillor who cannot write. Yeah, maybe he has a good mind. Maybe someone is writing for them or something like that. Yeah? And all of the things, unfortunately, in Namibia are in English. Their laws are written in English. Everything is written in English. And sometimes I'm struggling even to read the law here. Yeah. How about a person who has not acquired even a level of grade 12? A level of grade 12. Some people have grade 10 and they want to be counselors already. Things have moved. What type of leaders do we need? Yeah. You are free to speak in your language if you want to come, but allow me to read section 29 quickly. Delegation of powers by the president to the regional councils and by regional councils to the management committees or to chief regional officers or other staff members. Section 21.9.1a, the president may, with a view to effective administration of any law in region or promoting moral or social welfare of the residents of a region delegate on such conditions, if any, as may be determined by the president by proclamation, the Gazette, any power other than the power to issue proclamations or to make regulations conferred by or under any law upon the president, the minister, or any other minister to the regional council, may at any time by like proclamation amend and withdraw any such proclamation. Different proclamations may be issued under paragraph A in respect of different regional councils, and the regional council may delegate in writing on such conditions for any, as may be determined by it, power other than power to make regulations, rules to approve estimates or supplementary estimates of revenue and expenditure, to determine rates, charges, fees or other monies which may be levied under any provision of this act, to borrow money conferred upon it by or under this act or any other law, or delegated to it under subsection 1, to its management committee or its chief regional officer or any other staff member of the regional council, or authorize its management committee, the chief executive officer or other staff member to perform any duty or function imposed upon it by or under this act. And then the president and the prime minister and the other minister in respect of whom power has been delegated under subsection 1, the regional council which has delegated any power under subsection 2 shall not be divested of any power so delegated, or may alter or withdraw any decision given in exercise of that power by the regional council management committee, the chief regional officer, or other staff member, as the case may be. This is just to say sometimes the president may, in her case, think this thing I would like to delegate the regional council A, maybe Karas regional council or Erongo regional council or Kunene regional council in this matter. It doesn't mean all the time the president delegate the powers are the same. Different things require different interventions. That's what it means. The president may, in this region, ask, because of the welfare of the people, because of this reason, I would like you to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Please, for me, through the minister or what have you. The president has the power to do so, and there are procedures as to how those things must be done. And now you can hear that the agreement between the regional councils and the region, between regional councils themselves, or between regional council and government, or between regional council and local authorities in relation to exercise of the powers and so forth and so on, of both regional council, of the government, and of the regional councils. In section 31, regional council may enter into agreement with the government of Namibia, with one or more other regional councils, or with any local authority council, providing for exercise of performance on such terms and conditions may be agreed upon. One, by such regional council as the agent of government, or any such regional council or local authority council, by the government or any such regional council or local authority council as the agent of the regional council, by the regional council in cooperation with the government or any such regional council or local authority council, of any power, duty or function conferred or imposed in terms of this act or any other law upon the regional council or any functionary of the government or such regional councils or local authority councils, as the case may be, any power, duty or function in which of any agreement referred to in subsection has been exercised or performed by the regional council and the functionary of the regional council, such as regional council, local authority council, any staff member or body in employ or under the control of such regional council or the government or regional council or local authority council, and which in terms of this act or any other law is conferred or imposed upon the functionary of the government, regional council, local authority council, officer, employee, or body other than such regional council shall be deemed to have been exercised or performed by such functionary or regional council, local authority, council, officer, employee, or body upon which such a power, duty, or function is conferred or imposed. Well, these are all technical languages, but what is important for us is to say agreements can happen, especially if the government has to do something. There must be agreements. You cannot just do things on your own. This is the point. There must be a working together between the regional council and the regional councils. Regional Council A and the Regional Council B working together. Regional Council A working together with the government. Regional Council A working with the local authority. And for the purpose of saving the people of Namibia. So if you can call 083-083-2888-401. If I'm not mistaken, my specs are far from me. 083-2888-401. Is the number in studio, and we have a few minutes. If you want to make a call, you can make a call. If you wish either to make a correction or to, as long as you come here with effects and you read the law or the constitution or something, and you point us to the contrary so that you don't just speak from your mind. Please speak from the fact. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, this is Katenda.
Good afternoon, sir. Where have you been?
Oh, many angels. We thank God for everything we have been around. It's just that we have been very hectic. Even myself, I do see you and that you are going to have a very important program.
Yes.
But maybe because of the timing and other issues, I always miss it.
Thank you, but please go ahead. And then to the more regional council, if you want to speak in Oshwambo, you are free. In English, you are also free.
Yeah, I apa yungo mo English ame nukirengo ni mo Oshwambo. Sha shela kalo ato mbola ngaku changre ni ushine kucha ikuma kome shomela kalo lashike mo mo English iro mo maragama po alimo kushido kushi kila ilo mea.
Yeso.
Yeah, when I listen to you, I'm so happy that you are really talking about those constitutional principles and all this provision and all these other things, especially when it's come to the land ownership in relation to, say, maybe like where we are now, where we have this communal land, and you have this commercial land. Maybe the commercial land, is the commercial land also really owned by the government? And perhaps
it's not owned by the government, it's owned by the people.
Oh, it's owned by the people.
Oh, and we're not Namibia. That's the Kakunoka Pambu Keduker in Namibia. Keheshi. Ombinga Yeri Kola Namibia.
Yes, that's why I really agree.
Yeah.
I really agree because of this private law.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yes, even though it's just maybe because for me, I just feel that even when the government, for example, want to resettle people, and that's a big challenge to our land reform, and now that if there are maybe the government may even have money that is there just waiting for whoever can offer his or her farm for the government to purchase to buy for the resettlement. But I discovered that it might take 2, 3, 4, 5 years. The money for buying those farms is just there.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the communal land, where I really support even the regional or traditional, those customary laws and all these other things, because that is where people have the commune. It's more on the communal kind of principle, where people can really accommodate it themselves. So, say for example, in terms of succession, inheritance. So we now have people who are born within that family, and it's a extended family, it's big. And those people, you find them living together still. And if we are to demarcate those things into small portions, like commercial land and all this other, in this area, you find out that if you tend to only be two, three people who are living there, and they become more wealthy, rich, and the rest will be languishing in impoverishment. So it's good that the government, the thing is owned by the Namibian people. But the Namibian people really have the rights or the freedom. The one that give them, let's say, the right to housing or this kind of, maybe there might be some kind of entitlement to that land that the Namibian people own, say in commercial land. Like you said, there's no way, no one can just go and settle anywhere and things like that because of the regulation and principle and all this other thing. But in the commercial, where, for example, the land maybe was just dispossessed, whether you like it or not. And now that, of course, even the government, when they regulate it, you know that there are also some kind of restraint, you know, training to that kind of thing. So I think there is some kind of imbalances. All I'm saying is that your principle, I mean, in conclusion, actually, so when you talk about now the land, because the land belongs to God, it belongs to the government, it belongs to the Namibian people.
Yes.
But then, when we make, when there are some kind of legal instrument or statutory principles, or I mean, provision, let's say, for example, this land belongs to this other one, and you have got no right to infringe or even to occupy that land, you know, that, because that will be unlawful. So the land belongs to the Namibian people. In which sense? I do not understand. In terms of benefit,
very good.
Because the benefit. So I know it belongs to the Namibian people. It's the sovereignty of the government.
Yeah. You know, can you see the complexity now? I understand. I'm happy you are bringing this out. Kocha oshi makashi pu hatu chetu oloshi wana malo penadi ove neva love di oku ai me mofala me anu bi amuenda ane dollari mbodi kinyani eko kanse la da vavo ke komuna kwangu ne si toka kinyani mwe non kunde dola mwe non kunde mwe non kunde dola kwa kufari peni Thank you. Right, so there comes a conflict, and that's why we are saying the regional councils and the local councils must work for, according to the provision, general utilization of the land. That, with that, we have come to the end of the program, and I will see you next week. It is becoming very interesting.
The Regional and Local Authorities Program was proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Namibia.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.